Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Standard brings out our best, and it's time for us to step up. States surrounding us are protecting their citizens from secondhand smoke. But in Oklahoma, workers are still exposed to it on the job. Kids aren't protected from it in cars. And we're all exposed to cancer-causing secondhand smoke-filled air in unprotected spaces. That's not okay. It's time to get serious about keeping everyone safe from secondhand smoke. Because looking out for each other is what the Oklahoma Standard is all about. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com. A program of TSET.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Well, Oklahoma State University junior Amory Griffith has a heart for people, and she saw a need on the OSU campus to combat food insecurity. She was a part of a task force, and out of that, the students came up with Pete's Pantry, an anonymous way to help other students on campus that need a helping hand.
I have had the sincere opportunity, just it's incredible, really, truly, of getting to lead a few of those projects, one of which is Pete's Pantry, as you mentioned. And it is a food pantry within the student union at OSU, and it has different food options that are non-perishable, and it is unmanned, and so that they can come and not feel like they are being watched by other students or faculty. And so it is just in a private room in the student union, and the door is always open, and students are free to come and go as they please. And then one day every week, a student does come in and clean it and wipe it down and restock it, make sure that it's a good experience for students. But it's a really neat project at OSU, and I'm really proud to get to be a part of it.
Anne-Marie and her task force have also lined up some great partners to help with Pete's Pantry.
We are doing a educational social media campaign with the Oklahoma Collegiate Cattle Women. And so that will be a promotion about beef education and food insecurity and the nutritional benefits to having a complete protein in your diet. And it will be a week-long series. And then for every like that we get on the educational post, the Oklahoma Beef Council will donate a beef stick. So in the spring, we will have beef sticks to offer to students in Pete's Pantry, thanks to the Oklahoma Collegiate Cattle Women and the Oklahoma Beef Council. So we're really looking forward to that partnership.
You can hear more from Anne-Marie Griffith in our latest Road to Rural Prosperity podcast at OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, agriculture groups welcomed President Joe Biden to Washington, D.C. while looking forward to tackling current issues. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval says AFBF congratulates President Joe Biden, adding the same for Vice President Kamala Harris as she makes history as the first woman to serve as America's vice president. Duval laid out the issues facing rural America in his statement, including labor, broadband, and sustainability goals, adding, "Let's go to work on some solutions." National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue says we stand ready to work with the Biden administration to ensure they are implemented in a way that supports the success of farmers and ranchers. While congratulating Biden, American Feed Industry Association President and CEO Constance Coleman said, "Our country is facing some tough challenges, but just as a farmer does not give up on farming after a difficult growing year, we will not give up in our belief that we can and will meet these challenges." You've got farm news on Ron.
Here at Great Plains Kubota, we've got a great selection inventory. And although our more popular tractors, such as the affordable Kubota L2501DT, are quickly selling, our family of full-line Kubota dealerships receive tractor shipments weekly. Need a cab to stay warm while you work? All GP locations have a huge variety of hardworking Kubota utility and ag tractors for this upcoming winter. Be sure to check out our newest Kubota dealership in Norman, just off 35, or visit us online at gpkubota.com. Great Plains Kubota. The brand that works for you.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.